When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 362. 6 life-changing success tips I learned from Arnold Schwarzenegger, part 2, by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of commentary at the end. Now remember, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. I'm breaking this up into 3 episodes because it's a bit longer than a typical post I narrate here. So if you're new to the show, definitely check out episode 361 to start from the beginning. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in, hear part 2, and continue optimizing your life. 6 life-changing success tips I learned from Arnold Schwarzenegger, part 2, by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. 2. Enjoy the process. The journey to success, however you define it, is usually a long one. Now, I'll be the first to say that I think goals are extremely important, and there's great satisfaction in achieving them. But if the only happiness you get is from accomplishing your task, then chances are you aren't going to be happy that often. Arnold certainly knew this. Obviously, the man thrived on success and worked his butt off to win championships, but he also enjoyed the journey. Arnold found ways to enjoy the process of transforming his body into a championship physique. This is best evidenced by a scene from Pumping Iron, where he famously compared training and getting a pump to having an orgasm. This may be the most important lesson I learned from Arnold. In terms of training, I loved hitting milestones like a 350-pound bench or a 650-pound deadlift, but I would never have gotten there if I didn't enjoy training for those things. Some of the most fun I've ever had was when I was trying to get there, and I still had some failures along the way. Along business lines, it's great to have a successful product like the superhero workout. Releasing it, watching a few sales roll in, and making the monies are all fantastic. But those are aspects of having achieved the goal, and if you know me at all, you'll quickly realize that the process of creating the product was by far the best part of the experience. I enjoyed every part of the process, from writing the workouts and testing them on myself and clients, to selecting the exact comic book font that I would use in the book itself. And because I enjoy the process, the result is better. Focusing only on goals gets you to the finish line, but it doesn't allow you to finish as well. This has been immeasurably helpful lately. With my career taking off and new opportunities presenting themselves every day, it's hard not to start focusing on goals. What's next is a thought that's almost impossible to escape. However, thanks to Arnold, I never forget the importance of stepping back and simply appreciating where I am, the steps I've taken to get there, and enjoying the moments that will add up to a successful life and career. 3. You are who you surround yourself with. This is a concept that nearly everyone in business tends to understand naturally. To put things more quantifiably, the thought is more often expressed as, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. I first learned this when I saw the group dynamic of Arnold and his friends in Pumping Iron. Simply put, Arnold was the best and trained with the best. In nearly every picture I've seen of golden age bodybuilders training, they're in groups, hanging out, having fun, and getting strong. They're making each other better, pushing each other forward, and that starts with the king. His willingness to be social and his focus on surrounding himself with people who could help him get to the next level is one of the most obvious things about his personality. Arnold was always around other bodybuilders and knew what his strengths and weaknesses were relative to theirs. On stage, he was the consummate politician, showcasing his strongest parts and hiding what he lacked. This skill was cultivated by spending time with the best. In the case of bodybuilding, that also results in being aware of the competition. Contrast this with Lou Ferrigno, who trained with a group of guys who weren't fit to hold his towel. Sure, Louis had a great physique, but because he was never in competition in his training, he failed when it came time to step on stage. Working with people who are on your level or better makes you work hard to be better, or in Arnold's case, to be the best. In my business, this is something you cannot help but notice. It's no accident that the best trainers in the world wind up being friends with one another. If you follow the Twitter accounts of the top guys in the industry, you'll regularly see them exchanging everything from ideas and article links to good-natured ball-busting and inside jokes. These gentlemen are intent on getting better, and so they gravitate towards one another naturally. Over time, friendships invariably form. I learned early on that if I wanted to be the best or among the best, I had to surround myself with the best. It's for this reason that I travel to San Diego to attend meetings and masterminds, to network and exchange ideas. Understanding this lesson has helped me rise to the top of the industry while picking up friends along the way. 4. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, 6 Life-Changing Success Tips I Learned from Arnold Schwarzenegger by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So I'm sure you've heard this very famous quote, "You are what you eat." What we're realizing is this may not be as accurate as "you are who you hang out with." I've mentioned this before on this podcast. Obesity is contagious. Not contagious like catching a cold or the flu, or like viruses or bacteria, essentially, but contagious because it's all about who you hang out with. We as human beings are very much influenced by those we respect, our social circles. And so if we hang out with those that we respect and like, that tend to overeat, that tend not to exercise, that tend to stress out, we will tend to follow. But if we hang out with peers that we respect, that watch what they eat, plan their meals, exercise regularly, manage their stress well, we will tend to do the same. So on yesterday's episode, we talked about goal setting. You may be more likely to reach your goals if you also hang out with folks that have similar goals. That idea of social support, something I've mentioned so many times on this show, can be so powerful. Maybe you have a friend or family member who has always wanted to start getting more fit, who's always wanted to eat better. Well, maybe you both challenge each other and start this journey together. Now, don't make it a competition. Don't be like, hey, let's see who can lose weight the fastest or who can run a mile the quickest, because that can lead to unintended consequences like hurting yourself or eating too few calories and having vitamin and mineral deficiencies. But instead, support each other. Support each other's goals. And remember, it's not a competition. If you do that and you share goals with each other, you let each other know what you're planning on doing, how you're going to get there, and support each other along the way, you're going to be even more likely to reach those goals. All right, that'll do it for today. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. I'll see you back here tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.